Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, March 29th. In today's episode, Congress receives a Rs 1800 crore notice from the Income Tax Department. Slow poison charge after gangster turned politician Mukhtar Ansari's death in jail. United Nations weighs in on Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. Chinese firm stops operation in Pakistan after attack. And ILO's latest report on unemployment in India. First up, the latest updates on Lok Sabha elections. Opposition India Bloc member Congress is in fresh trouble with the Income Tax Department, as it has received a Rs 1800 crore notice today, a day after Delhi High Court dismissed the party's petition challenging the tax notices. The grand old party claims it is already facing a funds crunch after income tax authorities imposed a penalty of Rs 200 crore and froze its funds. Quote, "The notices are being sent to cripple us financially. This is tax terrorism and this is being used to attack the Congress. This has to stop," unquote, Congress's Jairam Ramesh said in a press conference today. Congress leader Ajay Makan added that they are going to file a PIL against the Bharatiya Janata Party for alleged tax violation. He plans to ask the court that the Income Tax Department should demand Rs 4,600 crore from the BJP for the alleged violations. He claims BJP has not disclosed donor details for Rs 42 crore worth of donations, which he says is a violation of the People's Representation Act. And the Rs 4,600 figure is based on the same calculations used by the IT department to penalise his party. Meanwhile, a recent entrant to the BJP-led NDA gets a clean chit from the CBI in a corruption case, raising eyebrows. The Central Bureau of Investigation concluded there was no evidence of any wrongdoing against Praful Patel, an NCP Ajit Pawar leader now a part of the BJP-led NDA. Mr. Pawar was the Minister of Civil Aviation in the UPA government under former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. CBI had then alleged Mr. Patel abused the power of his position to facilitate an aircraft lease deal for Air India. The agency alleged the airline had no use for some of the leased aircraft and it was done purely to benefit private parties. Mr. Patel, along with multiple officials of the Ministry of Civil Aviation and Air India, was named in the case. Mr. Patel has now received a clean chit from the CBI after 7 years of investigation. However, the matter is yet to be resolved in court. In July last year, Mr. Patel was among the senior NCP leaders who broke away from the party supremo Sharad Pawar and joined hands with the Bharatiya Janata Party. The faction led by Ajit Pawar is currently a part of the ruling alliance Mahayuti in Maharashtra, along with BJP and Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena. And the latest Lok Sabha seat deal comes from Bihar. The India Bloc has finally secured a seat deal for the 40 seats in the state. The RJD, Mahagathbandhan's largest constituent, will field its candidate from 26 seats. The Congress will contest on 9 seats while the left with CPI-ML, CPI and CPI-M will fight on 5 seats. Notably, the Congress won only 1 seat while the RJD and left parties drew a blank in Bihar in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. And next, after gangster-turned-politician Mukhtar Ansari died of a cardiac arrest at a hospital in Uttar Pradesh late last evening, security has been strengthened in nearby locations. Prohibitory orders banning large gatherings have been imposed across the state and additional security personnel deployed in 4 districts. Banda, where he died, Mau, a seat he has won 5 times, Ghazipur, which is his hometown, and Varanasi, where his gang allegedly had a stronghold. Following his death, Alka Rai, wife of late BJP MLA Krishnanand Rai, who was killed by Mukhtar Ansari, said on Friday that, quote, "justice has been served," unquote. Ansari's death has sparked a huge controversy as his family claims he was poisoned in prison. As quoted by news agency PTI, his brother said, quote, "on March 19th, he was given poison again, due to which his condition was bad," unquote, alleging that he was poisoned 40 days before as well. Former UP Chief Minister Mayawati posted on X, quote, "The persistent apprehensions and serious allegations made by Mukhtar Ansari's family regarding his death in jail require a high-level investigation so that the true facts of his death can be revealed," unquote. Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav said it was the government's duty to protect citizens, even in jail. Following the allegations, the UP government has today ordered a judicial probe into Ansari's death. And next, Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi alleged today that the Enforcement Directorate is working as BJP's political weapon. And it wants to get details of Aam Aadmi Party's Lok Sabha election strategy by accessing jailed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's phone. She said that ED's insistence to look into Arvind Kejriwal's mobile phone, which is a few months old and did not even exist when the policy was formed and implemented, proves that the agency is working as a, quote, political weapon, adding, quote, actually, it is the BJP and not the ED that wants to know what is there on Kejriwal's phone. They want it because they will find in it details of Aam Aadmi Party's Lok Sabha poll strategy, campaign plans, talks with India bloc leaders, and information regarding media and social media strategy, unquote. Meanwhile, his wife Sunita Kejriwal, who has suddenly come into the public eye after his arrest, held another press conference today to launch a campaign called Kejriwal Ko Ashirwad. She shared a phone number and requested people to share blessings or messages for her imprisoned husband, promising to deliver the messages to him when she sees him. However, her addresses to the public has drawn ire from some politicians. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri told reporters Mrs. Kejriwal is likely preparing to take the top post soon. Quote, Kejriwal's wife was not only a colleague in the revenue service. They have sidelined everyone. Now, madam is likely to prepare for the top post, unquote, he said. This comes days after BJP leader Manoj Tiwari insinuated that Aam Aadmi Party members would not want to accept Sunita Kejriwal as a leader, and it will lead to disputes within the party. Mr. Kejriwal's arrest continues to draw international attention, with the United Nations being the latest to comment on the issue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres's office said, and I quote, what we very much hope that in India, as in any country that is having elections, that everyone's rights are protected, including political and civil rights, and everyone is able to vote in an atmosphere that is free and fair, unquote. The response from United Nations comes a day after US also reacted to a similar question on Mr. Kejriwal's arrest and the freezing of Congress's party's bank accounts. And later, the Ministry of External Affairs took a strong objection to interference in internal judicial proceedings. Breaking from breaking news, selfies in public places can be dangerous, but can apparently also help catch criminals. A thief tried to snatch one Zahid Zaidi's phone on a train as he was taking a selfie video. The thief failed and Mr. Zaidi caught his face on video, earning himself a viral clip which eventually reached Kalyan police in Maharashtra. It led them to Akash Jadhav, who had another stolen phone with him. After the police investigation, the viral video solved an unsolved death case. The phone belonged to a bank employee, Prabhash Bhange, who fell at a railway station on March 25th and died. Turns out Jadhav is a serial phone snatcher and Mr. Bhange was his victim, who died trying to protect his phone from the snatcher. Now back to news. After five Chinese nationals were killed in separate attacks and bombings in Pakistan, a Chinese engineering firm, Power Construction Corporation of China, has reportedly suspended operations and laid off over 2,000 workers at its hydropower project in Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. The five suicide bombings in 10 days have killed 18 people so far. According to Al Jazeera, the last three attacks, coming quickly in succession, appear to target locations either funded by Chinese corporations or being built by Chinese support. The Majid Brigade of Balochistan Liberation Army, or BLA, claimed responsibility for one of these attacks. According to one of Pakistan's leading media houses, The Dawn, quote, the so-called brigade, which is the suicide squad of the BLA, mostly targets security forces and Chinese interests in Pakistan. It also claimed responsibility for the April 2022 suicide attack outside Karachi University's Confucius Institute, unquote. And next, India's youth accounted for 83% of the country's total unemployed population in 2022. According to the India Employment Report 2024, compiled jointly by the International Labour Organization, or ILO, and the Institute of Human Development, or IHD. The report said that the proportion of young individuals with secondary education or higher among the total unemployed youth surged from 35.2% in 2000 to 65.7% in 2022. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anantha Nageswaran released the report on Tuesday. The report claims youth unemployment and underemployment increased between 2000 and 2019 and declined during the pandemic years. The highest youth unemployment rates were observed among those with graduate degrees, a trend that is impacting women particularly. In 2022, women not engaged in employment, education or training constituted nearly 5 times higher than the proportion of their male counterparts. Another highlight of the report was that self-employment and casual employment were prominent between 2000 and 2022. The report suggests a sharp mismatch between the skills of the labor force and the jobs being created in the market. It also underscores warnings by well-known economists like former Reserve Bank of India Governor Raghuram Rajan that India's poor schooling will hinder its economic prospects over time. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.